The Gemara says on the bottom of Daf Samach Vav Amud Aleph, the Manyumi holds that Smachta Lekanya. So, effectively, Ma'ala Manyumi Kashim Masnisin. So, our Mishnah is Lechayesh Shuran Manyumi, because we said in the Mishnah earlier on Daf Samach Vav Beis that Hilveil Sadev Amal Yimel Tanaisin Lemikan Vashal Shonim Harehi Shili Harehi Shaloi. So, we see that that works and that's an Asmachta. So, we see that an Asmachta is Kaina. So, the Gemara answer is Ibai Sema Masnisin Rabbi Yosi Dama Asmachta Kanya. Maybe the Mishnah is going like Rabbi Yosi Ibai Sema. Maybe you could say, Da'amali Kani Ma'achshav. The Mishnah is talking about a case where he said Kani Ma'achshav, and if you say Kani Ma'achshav, then there's no problem of Asmachta. And the Pashas in the Gemara is that when the Chisan of Asmachta is that there's no Gemara's Das. But if you say Kani Ma'achshav, you say they want the Kinyan to be Chal from now, that shows that you're serious about it, shows you really want it, and that takes away the Chisan of lack of Gemara's Das, and therefore, B'chiyai Gavna, everyone's mitzvah that Asmachta is Kaina. That Lechar is the Pashas in the Gemara, but the Ktsais in Simanayin Gimel, he's Medayik from Rashi over here. The Rashi learns a whole different Shah in the Gemara. Rashi says, in the Bamaschavi by Sema Mesisin, the Amile Ma'achshav, Kinei, im le etan lecha, acho shonim de lava smachti, le kinyan gomerhi, shamanas mechel gomer hilksipa, me'achshav bedam halalu, vezuli oizagabe, vezekibel olav, shim yachsam oizav shonim mikabun. So it's like the Rashi seems to be saying that it's not a word of saying me'achshav helps out, but it's mamash a kinyan gomer from now. You're actually being meicher to him from now, a Kinyan Gomer, and you're just telling him, you're making it tonight, that if you get the money later on, I'll sell it back to you. But right now, B'Shas Ma'ai says it's a Kinyan Gomer, so it's not an Asmachta at all. It's not just that the Ma'akshav removes the lack of Gemara's Das, but it's an actual Mechira from now, and therefore there's no problem with Asmachta B'Chalal. So he says that Rashi's coming to answer Taisus's Kasha, Taisus and Amad Aleph, Damascus Manyumi. Taisus is bothered that we find in other Gemara's that Ma'akshav does not help to take away the Chasan of Asmachta. So why suddenly over here does Ma'akshav help? So Rashi was bothered with that, and therefore Rashi learns that that's not the Varnali Gemara. The Gemara is not saying that Ma'achshav takes away Asmachta. It's a whole different shot. That's Mamash Mechir Gemura Ma'achshav, and therefore there's no problem with Asmachta to begin with. So that is very mistaken, and that's what Rashi is coming to say. But the Pala and the Ktsai says is that Rashi continues, and Rashi says, the HaPeres, what do you do with the Peres? Lab Yehuda Lekech Eichlan V'Larabanan Mishalshon Oysen, you're Mishalshon, you split them up. So sounds like Rashi is, it's not clear to Rashi, what do you do with the Peres? And he gives two options, either the Lekechisim or your Mishal Shonaisim. So the Pele is, if you learn like the Ktsaisis Havan and Rashi that it's a Mechir Gemura from now, then what's the Shiloh? Of course, the Lekech is Eichlin. He bought it, it's his Paris. There's no question in the world that he should get to eat it. Why is there a Tzad that maybe the Lekech shouldn't eat it if you hold that it's a Mechir Gemura Me'achshav? Lechar, it's Masha from the under Rashi that it's not a Mechir Gemura. So that's a Tzarechian on how the Ktsais is learning. So I saw in the Beis Aron over here, he asks this question in the Ktsais and he says, Paldek of Shad. He brings down from the Shita, the Shita says, in a similar type of case, she decides that being that it's not the normal thing to do, to make such a t'nai, when you have such a t'nai, being that it's not normal to make such a t'nai, to make it a mechir gemura, so even though he said it's a mechir gemura, but really, we assume that they did not mean it fully as a mechir, they meant it as a halva, and therefore we give it a din of ribis. And that's why the Lekech can't eat the pears. So he's saying that even though Mitzad Hilchus Asmachta, we treat it like a Mechira to take away the Chasan of Asmachta, but Lagab Hilchus Ribis, we assume that he really meant for it to be a Halva, and therefore there would be a problem of Ribis, even though the Mechira view it like a Mechira, and therefore there would not be a problem of Asmachta. That's what you have to say to be Miyashiv Rashi Lefi Lektzaisa.